Barth Hamburg's trails are known for their scenic meanderings, natural contours, and forward-thinking sustainability. The Forest Service landscape architect is known throughout Alaska, and he says his work represents a whole new way of thinking about trail building as a window into the natural world. KCAW's Lily Mihalik reports.
Barth Hamburg is a Harvard-trained landscape architect, but he first earned his stripes with the Forest Service as a volunteer flying over Alaska, rating landscapes for their scenic beauty. Nowadays, Hamburg spends more time on the ground, but his aesthetic eye is as strong as ever.
The Forest Service, traditionally our design approach is to try to interpret nature for people, and so when I'm working on designing a trail, what I want to do is to try to route the trail in such a way that I'm going to expose the natural features to the greatest possible effect.
Hiking up Hamburg's Herring Cove Trail, he points out one such highlight.
We're looking at this gigantic boulder. It's the size of it's taller than a bus, not quite as long, but it came down off of Bear Mountain here, and then it stopped and split right in half, and you can walk through this crack between these two, and it towers over your head. So the trail kind of had to go through it just because to walk through something like this is such a, a wild experience.
In another portion of the trail, moss hangs loosely off a fallen log that creates a sort of archway over the trail. Walking up to that log, Hamburg smiles and explains physical interaction with the environment is just as important as the scenery.
You actually have to kind of duck under it to pass. And the standard specification for this would be to cut this thing out. There shouldn't be anything within 7 feet above the trail. But, these trails are here for people to interact with the environment. So if you have to duck and go around and if you touch something, that's all the better.
Hamburg says Sitka has a lot to offer in terms of natural beauty, but building trails in southeast Alaska is especially difficult compared to other terrain around the United States.
The thing that's specific to southeast Alaska is we don't really have soil that you can build a trail on. Our soil is organic matter over bedrock, and so pretty much every foot of most trails has to be surfaced in some manner. There's a few exceptions to that, but so it's a very, it's an expensive proposition. So in order to be efficient, it's got to be laid out really well.
This terrain, says Hamburg, calls for a special approach, one where he uses numbered stakes to mark each step, log, and drainage along the trail. These stakes then correspond to a spreadsheet that tells contracted trail builders the exact design Hamburg has in mind.
It's a field-based approach to design rather than going out and surveying a whole site and bringing it back in the office and designing in the office. You need to lay it out in the field and do those measurements in the field and put the stake exactly where you want it because you might tell them you want to save this particular route to use as a step.
David Crowell works for Clarence McReynolds Trail Building, based out of White Bird, Idaho, the company that bid on and won Sitka's Beaver Lake project. He's one of the people that reads these stakes and says perhaps the hardest part of trail building in Alaska is the wet weather.
Where we're from in Idaho, where average rainfall is about 8 inches a year. Hey, that's about 8 inches a day, I think, yesterday here. I'm pretty sure that's what we got.
Sitka's climate also affects trail sustainability, a major concern in Sitka where trail building is especially expensive. It's things like wood rot and erosion that have given Hamburg the most trouble, and sometimes his own design.
The Gavin Hill Trail, which was is a giant set of stairs that people pretty much universally hate because it's so hard on your knees and it's really, it's just not very good walking experience. So we learned from that we should try to do something different, which is to reduce the slope, not necessarily always stick to the original alignment. That was just created probably by some guy with a chainsaw that wanted to go deer hunting a long time ago.
It's lessons and obstacles like these that continue to inform Sitka's trails.
So we're really going towards trying to build more sustainable trails that are going to last for the long run. Kind of think more like the Incas rather than think, over like a 20-year lifespan.
Reporting from the Beaver Lake and Herring Cove Trails in Sitka, this is Lily Mihalik.